Welcome to Politics Up Close this morning here on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Thank you for still believing is what West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder told supporters as he launched his campaign for Salt Lake County Mayor in January. And so far, he's got several elected officials in the valley who do believe in him, like the mayors of Murray and Taylorsville and state lawmakers who are supporting his campaign as well. But will it be enough for him to achieve the GOP nomination, especially when Salt Lake County's Republican chair has urged him not to run? Mike Winder joins me now in the studio to talk about his candidacy for county mayor and what he has to offer voters. And Mike, it's good to have you back on the program.
Great to be here. There's no better way to start a Friday morning than hanging out at KCPW.
All right, very good. Well, listeners, join us on the air with your questions and comments for West Valley Mayor Mike Winder. We're at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Mayor Winder, how long have you been pondering this run for county mayor?
You know, I'd say for the last year, 18 months, as we've been looking at the direction in Salt Lake County, there needs to be some new leadership and a fresh voice going forward.
And so is this a job that you were looking at perhaps even back when you ran to be mayor of your own city in 2009?
I wouldn't date it that far back, but I've enjoyed being mayor of West Valley City, and it's with mixed emotions that I look at moving on to Salt Lake County possibly. But there's a lot that needs to be done at Salt Lake County right now.
So what do you mean when you say new leadership?
Well, I think that Salt Lake County has grown too large. $640 million budget makes it the most expensive urban government in the state of Utah per capita. Utah County is getting it done, for example, at 57% of the budget, again on a per capita basis. So I'm a limited government conservative, and I think we've let the government in Salt Lake County grow too large.
What makes you want to be county mayor? What is it that attracts you to this leadership position specifically?
You know, I'm interested as a limited government conservative, like I mentioned, of reigning in the county budget. I'm interested as, and perhaps I'm biased, as the mayor of the second largest city and past president of the Utah League of Cities and Towns, but I believe in cities, and I believe that we need to help more areas of the county become cities or become parts of cities. The government closest to the people is the government that governs best. And third, I believe in economic growth, and we have a great track record in the public and private sector of helping to facilitate job creation. I think that's just what we need right now as Salt Lake County is trying to emerge from the Great Recession.
We're speaking with West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder, candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. Mayor Winder, what do you think of the current job done by incumbent Peter Caroon? You mentioned county government growing too large. Is that something that's happened over decades? Is it something that's happened on his watch? What are your thoughts exactly?
Well, frankly, it's happened over decades. I like Peter Caroon as an individual. I commend him and the others there who have helped preserve the county's AAA bond rating. We'll want to keep that going strong. The county library system's healthy. We want to keep that going robust and strong. But I would disagree with Mayor Caroon on a few issues and would like to push some conservative values forward.
Do you have any concerns that the people of your city, West Valley, feel as though you're, you know, kind of leaving them in the middle of your very first term, only 2 years into the job?
Well, if I am successful, by January 2013, it would have been 3 years as mayor, 4 years on the city council, 4 years as business development manager, and 15 years as a city volunteer. My roots are deep in West Valley. My kids are the sixth generation Winders to live on Winder Lane. So no one's going to question my loyalty and devotion to my hometown. In fact, quite the contrary, I'll be able to serve her better in a large way by being at the county level, just as Governor Norm Bangeter, a legislator from West Valley City, was able to keep an eye on his hometown when he was governor.
Listeners, join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. You can also send us your tweets this morning directly to at KCPW. Mayor Winder, what does Mike Winder have to offer that other candidates don't, you think?
I think I bring a fresh perspective than those who are currently in the county. I bring some municipal experience as a mayor and having worked with other city leaders, and we need a more city-friendly county government. I bring a perspective of having a lean regional county government with more of the power down at the city level. And so it is a unique perspective that's unique to myself.
Mike, let's go into your track record as mayor of West Valley City. And feel free to go into, you know, detail over the past couple of years. What have you been able to accomplish in the past couple of years on the job?
I've been really proud of the team at West Valley. And I say team because all these things are a team effort and the mayor is one part of the team. But we've had some enormous economic development success. The Valley Fair Mall is the second largest retail project in the state. We're turning that around. We've seen over 3,000 jobs created in West Valley in the last 3 years, either new businesses expanding or businesses coming into our city. I'm proud of that. Lake Park Corporate Center is now the largest business park in the state. I'm proud that crime's dropped for 4 straight years in West Valley, gang crime for 5 straight years. I'm proud of our English language initiative, where we're encouraging people to learn English as quickly as possible and trying to bring our community together to rally around a common tongue. I'm proud of what we've done with fairness and equality with our anti-discrimination ordinances. I'm proud of us being part of the Clean Air Challenge and other initiatives to, we passed a no idling encouraging ordinance that doesn't require but does encourage. And so we're doing some good things all the way around West Valley City, and I'm really proud of the good things going on there.
Let's talk more about the English Language Initiative. Tell us the specifics of that and what the goal was when you launched it.
Yeah, Councilmember Steve Buehler and I launched that in January 2010. And we found that we're an increasingly diverse community. West Valley City is the most ethnically diverse city in the state, 45% ethnic minorities. Mm-hmm. 31% of families speak a language other than English at home. And we found, as we've talked to our bosses, the residents, they're not racist. They don't care what color of skin you have. They don't care where you were born or your grandpa was born. They do care that you can communicate, that you can understand city ordinances, that you can speak English and talk to your neighbors, that you can help your kids with their homework and talk to their teacher at parent-teacher conference. And we realized that English is the language that binds us. It's the official language of the state of Utah. So we launched this initiative. We launched a website, EnglishWVC.org, that lists all of the free or low-cost English classes around the valley. Mm-hmm. We have a recognition program at City Council twice a year, where so far we've recognized over 120 people who have completed English classes, and we continue to encourage people to learn English, and it's seen a great success, but we certainly have a long ways to go.
And so do you find that people are taking advantage of those classes? Has it been successful in getting them to show up?
They are. We've talked to people at Granite Peaks and others that do this, and they have said they've seen an increased enrollment. It's amazing when people know that the local government is applauding them and encouraging them and even rewarding them with a certificate. Simple as that is, they are rewarded for doing the right thing by learning English.
Let's talk about specifically economic development in West Valley City. What projects have been, announced in West Valley in the past 2 years?
You know, we've seen, as I mentioned, with the Valley Fair Mall redevelopment, we've seen traffic jump there 40% over the last couple of years. The new Larry H. Miller Megaplex, including an IMAX screen, is currently under construction. You can see that construction from I-215. The Olive Garden there that just came into West Valley a couple years back has been the number one Olive Garden in North America for 2 straight years. The Ross there is now the number one Ross in the state of Utah. The Wingers, the number one Wingers in the Wingers chain. So that whole mall area is hopping. With the light rail line coming in, we've really looked at the light rail stops as a string of pearls. How can we leverage transit for some positive transit-oriented development? Mm-hmm. And the crown jewel of that is Fairborn Station, which we announced, a $500 million city center project at the end of the West Valley line, there by City Hall and west of the mall. As part of that, the private sector stepped forward with a 7-story Embassy Suites hotel that's currently under construction. It'll be the first 4-star hotel in our city. We're excited about that. And then to the west of that, you see the brand new Granger High School under construction. Mm-hmm. We sold Granite School District the Granger Park and are using that money to build a new park space as part of Fairborn Station. But that's enabled them to build a brand new Granger High School currently under construction that'll be the largest and newest high school in the state when it's done. So we really have a West Valley Renaissance going on in the central core of our city, especially when you look at the mall area, you look at the Fairborn Station, and you look at Granger High. Of course, further west, we have a lot going on, 5600 West. Target will open up this summer. Further west, by the USON Amphitheater, Hexcel Corporation does a lot in aerospace, attracting high-paying engineering jobs as we continue to partner with them as a city.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, talking now with West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder. Join us on the line at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255 with your questions and comments. Send your comments to us on Twitter as well, at KCPW. And, Mike, I was talking with another candidate for county mayor, Mark Crockett, a couple weeks ago, asking him what distinguished him from the other candidates in the race. He made an interesting comment, and he said he could never see government in any form subsidizing a project like a hotel. That was something he was opposed to. So clarify that for us. Is this, Embassy Suites, is it going to be taxpayer subsidized? And if so, does that not cause some concern?
The Embassy Suites will not be taxpayer subsidized, and there's not a penny of taxpayer dollars that will ultimately be used to build that. What is happening with the Embassy Suites is our redevelopment agency has sold them the property, and because of the tight credit market right now, lent them the money to build that. But all the monthly payments coming in from Embassy Suites covers that debt, and then some for administrative costs, and we have 2 years in escrow. So is it a risk? Sure, but it's a slight risk, and it's riskier to do nothing. I'm a Republican, not an anarchist. I believe that government does have a role to play, albeit a limited role, in helping encourage economic development and great placemaking and making a better future for our community.
Let's talk about crime. You talked about crime going down in the past couple of years in West Valley City. What would you attribute that to exactly?
You know, we have a terrific police department led by Chief Buzz Nelson. They're doing a phenomenal job. We have nationally recognized neighborhood groups. Our Night Out Against Crime each year wins awards. We have great neighbors looking out for each other. We've had a graffiti officer full-time the last 2 years reducing graffiti in our city, and those little things help. Our code enforcement officers are aggressive, and kind of like Mayor Giuliani's broken window theory in New York, if you take care of those little things, then larger things are taken care of. So we have a ways to go, but boy, we're doing a great job there, and we need to continue to do a great job.
Would you have any ideas to implement as county mayor when it comes to reducing crime in the valley or gang activity or coordination perhaps among the police agencies?
You know, the more coordination you have between agencies, the better. And I've been really proud of Chief Nelson, our city, for launching the Valley Police Alliance, where we have more communication with neighboring agencies than ever before. I would encourage the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Department, the Unified Police Department, to become part of that Valley Police Alliance. Most of the cities in the Valley have their 911 calls through VEG, the Valley Emergency Communication Center. Mm-hmm. And it would be great to see the county more involved with VEG as well.
We're speaking with West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder here on Politics Up Close. We're going to take a short break. Still feel free to join us on the phone, 801-355-TALK this morning, 801-355-8255. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, speaking this hour with West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder. You can join us at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Well, Mike, in addition to, you know, talking about crime and reducing actual crime, what is your role when it comes to reducing the perception about crime in West Valley City, not just to, you know, reduce the crime itself, but to actually get other people to notice it as well?
You know, when I talk to a lot of our residents, they say, we're really the best-kept secret out here. We have great neighborhoods in West Valley, 10 minutes from the airport, 15 minutes from downtown, and with all the great things going on the retail side and event side, from Health Center Theater to the USANA Amphitheater, it's a great place to live. The problem is there are negative stereotypes out there. There are people who think, if you're from West Valley, boy, you better bring your Uzi, you know, to protect yourself, and it's just ridiculous. But as you get people that come out to West Valley and they come to a play at Health Theater, or they go to a concert at USANA, or they visit a friend or a family member that lives in West Valley, they realize this is a great place. So a lot of it is just slogging it out, person by person, changing perceptions. We try to do our best with the media as well, and it's great to be on shows like this to talk about my wonderful hometown. But it's a challenge, but it's one we continue to fight.
One thing you notice when you go out to West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder, Mayor Winder, and I've been to West Valley City myself, you know, performed in some shows at Hill Center Theater, gotten an opportunity to see the community there, is, you know, it's a city that you have to take your car around. You have tracks now, but, you know, at the same time, it doesn't have the same feeling of simply being able to walk to most places where you need to go. How's that changing?
You know, it's a good point. We kind of grew up as a farming community and then suburbs, and so we haven't had the historic Main Street or walkable city center like even Provo or Ogden or Salt Lake, of course, other old pioneer cities. And so part of this Fairborn Station initiative there by our light rail station is to develop a more transit-oriented development, to develop a situation where people can come in on tracks, where they can live there. We have some great housing projects going on. Ivory will break ground this summer for the first Class A apartment tower in West Valley City as part of Fairborn Station, where they can work there. We have a number of great businesses along the light rail line and more coming in. You can entertain there. You mentioned the Health Center Theater, the Maverick Center, the new movie theater is coming in. So a lot of great things to make it more walkable. And that's part of the goal with this Fairborn Station development, is to have a city center worthy of Utah's second largest city and the premier transit-oriented development in the West.
Interesting issue specifically about the Hale Theater is that they are looking to expand their operations significantly, was looking for sort of support from the state legislature earlier this year. But if it comes down to seeking taxpayer support from West Valley City, what are your thoughts on that particular issue?
You know, West Valley City years ago built the Hale Center Theater, and we own that building. But all the payments on the bond have been covered by the monthly rent from the performing group from Hale Center Theater. And so that's been a good arrangement. In fact, Grandpa Ned Winder was the chair of the finance committee to help rally up the money and raise a lot of money from the private sector to help get that theater going. And so going forward, if there was a similar arrangement where we really weren't using taxpayer dollars, but we're more kind of the credit and good faith of the city, I'm okay with that. If it's just a subsidy from the general fund, hey, we're in tight times. We can't do that. I support the arts. I love the arts. I love Health Center Theater. We'll help them as much as we can, but there are limits to what we can do.
Let's get into your platform for county mayor in a little more detail. During your announcement, you talked about what you refer to as breaking up the empire. What do you mean by that?
You know, for a number of decades, Salt Lake County government has often tried to be both a county government and a municipal government. And slowly, you've seen different pieces incorporate. In fact, I helped lead the Taylorsville Corporation effort back in 94. And you have seen Holiday, Cottonwood Heights, other cities become independent. And so all of a sudden you look at what's left of the unincorporated areas, and it's certainly not what it used to be. You have Mill Creek that's looking to incorporate. You have Magna, Kearns, Copperton, Immigration Canyon, White City, other pockets. And the whole model of the county being both a municipal government and a regional government just doesn't make sense anymore, if it ever did. And so I would look to how can we break up the empire, to use that phrase, how can we help each of those areas become part of a neighboring city or become a city themselves and get on their own feet. It seems like the county for years has fought that and resisted that. They have paid lobbyists up at the Hill to try to make it harder to incorporate or annex. I would be the opposite. I would say, how can we encourage more of that? I want a smaller county government. I want a leaner, more responsible, efficient regional county government. And I want those municipal decisions made on the local level. Now, that doesn't mean, Jeff, that we can't have cities partnering with each other or looking for other ways to create economies of scale. If Mill Creek were to incorporate next year, they have choices that West Valley didn't when we incorporated in 1980. They could partner, let's take police services. They could have their own Mill Creek Police Department, or they could partner with a neighboring city, Salt Lake or Cottonwood Heights, and contract for police service, or they could remain part of the Unified Police District, the UPD. And when you shop around like that and you have some choices, that leads to efficiencies, and that means the taxpayers win. And so there's some options that cities have as they become cities to do it efficiently that weren't there a couple of years ago.
Listeners, join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Where do you think you would find savings, Mayor Winder, in the county budget that perhaps have not already been realized? I know Mayor Caroon, during the height of the recession, I think one year alone, there was more than $100 million cut from the budget. Where could you do better, perhaps?
You know, just by having a fresh perspective, having someone who hasn't been at the county, things are going to jump out to me that those who have been there and have gotten used to things maybe have blinders to. And so we'll look at things, whether it's they may be bigger things like the $600,000 a year the county loses each year with the equestrian park in South Jordan. And yet the records show only 54 people used the track out there last year. Pretty expensive subsidy, if you ask me. Might be small things, the $10,000 at the jail that we use to buy DVDs for the inmates each year. So that's one way. Another way is, as I mentioned, as we get out of the municipal service side of things, that's going to create enormous savings on the county side. I realize some of that's like squeezing the air in the balloon and we'll shift to the municipal side. But I believe on the municipal side they can be more efficient because it's closer to the taxpayers' dollars, and they have to be more careful with it there. A third way is you look at Salt Lake County, and there is 18 elected officials. You have your 9-member county council, and then 8 others, the county mayor, auditor, surveyor, treasurer, all those. Some of those positions, and this would require legislative change, I know, but maybe we can consolidate some of those offices. Maybe some of those offices should be part of the mayor's cabinet, where the mayor appoints them and then the council ratifies them. Think what a mess Washington, D.C. would be, or a bigger mess, if we elected independently the Attorney General and the Secretary of State and Secretary of Education. Well, that's Salt Lake County. It's a 9-headed beast there with 9 different executives right now. So that may be a way to look. There's also savings with privatization. One of the great things we've done in West Valley City is when we were faced with a garbage hike last year, we bid it out the private sector. And we had 5 different private sector companies bidding on picking up our garbage. And the winning bid, we not only came in low enough that we did not have to raise rates like we feared, but they brought with them as part of the negotiations 100% CNG, compressed natural gas fleet. So the garbage trucks rumbling through West Valley City are 85% less carbon emissions than the old ones and a lot quieter as well. So when there's competition in place, with the private sector involved, taxpayers win. So we need to look at that, whether it's with the golf courses or sanitation or other areas. Sometimes the private sector can do it better, sometimes they can't, but let's look at that.
Mayor, as our listeners have heard, a few months ago you recently admitted to writing a handful of freelance newspaper articles published primarily in the Deseret News under the name of Richard Burwash. You have since apologized for this action and voted in favor of a resolution in the City Council to reprimand yourself. Your motivation for writing these kind of goes back to our point about improving perceptions of the city. Why did you decide to do it?
You know, I was frustrated. We have one of the town's two dailies, Deseret News, that had 9 community reporters, and with their massive layoffs in the summer of 2010, reduced that to 1. So we used to have a Deseret News reporter at every city council meeting, and then we didn't, because the one reporter left has spread so thin around the valley. And when I asked Clark Gilbert, what should we do, he said, find someone in your community who likes to write, who attends everything, and can send us stories for free. Well, that's a tall bill to fill, until I realized, hey, I like to write, I go to everything, and I'm happy to send in stories, because I thought of, the crime desk they kept, because it's easy to listen to police scanners and follow up on those.
Right.
But the community's desk was decimated. And so any of the Deseret News subscribers were only getting the crime stories. So, yeah, so I made up a pen name. I had an ancestor, Richard Winder, in Burwash, England, in the 1500s. So I made up the name Richard Burwash, started writing stories. All the stories were true. They were about pretty innocuous things for the most part, you know, tracks on schedule in West
right.
Valley or a new Buddhist temple coming. They weren't even about City Hall things. They were more community things. And when I found out after sending him 4 of those that the Deseret News did not want pen names used, I stopped. And I was never caught for it, but one of the hardest things I did in my life was I marched into the office of the chairman, Mark Willis, and confessed to what I'd done. And said, Mark, boy, I'm taught that if you break someone's window, you tell them that you broke it. And he said, you realize we'll have to make this public? And I said, I understand, and public repentance is tough. But I had the integrity to confess to what I'd done, and apologize when the council wanted to pass a resolution saying, hey, we want to be forthright and upfront. I said, absolutely, we should be. And I supported that. So we're moving forward, and boy, I learned a lot. I wouldn't do it again. But it is frustrating when you are fighting hard for your city to see coverage that's not telling the whole story.
It was about more than a pen name, though, wasn't it? I mean, according to accounts, you know, answered the phone as Richard Burwash. You said that, you know, Richard Burwash later had moved to England. I mean, wasn't there a deception involved here?
On the phone calls, there was one time where they were asked me to call to clarify a story. So, yeah, there was one call, and I regret that. At the end, when I realized they didn't want a pen name used, I didn't want to just terminate the account or kill the guy off. So I said, hey, I'm heading overseas, and left that as the final missive to him, and thinking, well, Richard's back to England where I pulled him from, and we're not going to worry about it anymore.
What do you say to voters or delegates who you know, take this incident and it makes them question your judgment?
Well, if you're looking for someone perfect to vote for, you missed your chance 2,000 years ago. But if you're looking for someone who's going to try really hard and to fight for their community, whether it's West Valley or Salt Lake County, and who's going to err on the side of action and progress, I'm your guy. Some days I'll step in it, and when that happens, I'll confess to it and come up front. Not a lot of politicians these days, when they make mistakes, will publicly come forward and say, this is what I did. Most wait till they're caught. You don't get that with me. I am what I am, and what you see is what you get, and I am forthright and transparent. And when a mistake's made, I'm going to confess to it. I'd like to say I'll never make a mistake again, but I think that'd be a falsehood for any of us to say.
What's your response to the chair of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, Julie Dole, actually writing you a letter telling you that she didn't want you to run? You know, normally the party chair stays neutral, so this is almost an unprecedented move here. How did you respond to that?
You know, Julie Dole's a great woman with a lot of great organizational talents. One blind spot, perhaps, is she's gotten a little overzealous for her favored candidates in the race for county mayor. And if you look at her Twitter and her Facebook and social media, she's been very vocal in support of some candidates versus others. And so I wasn't surprised when I got her letter trying to keep me out of the race. But the beauty of it is party bosses don't decide who the nominees are in Utah. The delegates decide. And last night, the delegates were elected all around the valley, about 1,600 of them are county delegates. And they'll decide the convention April 14th. And so for the next few weeks, I'll be reaching out to those delegates and pleading my case and talking about the future of Salt Lake County, and they'll decide, not Julie Dull, who the next county mayor nominee for the Republican Party will be.
How do you think you did in those caucuses last night?
You know, we're getting great reports from all around the valley. But there's also a lot of great people who are elected delegate who are going to listen to each of the candidates and make decisions on their own for who they should support. And I look forward to that conversation. I think we have a great story to tell about the future direction of Salt Lake County.
So there are now six Republican candidates in this race, and that's, you know, not including the two on the Democratic side. How difficult is it going to be to stand out amongst such a, you know, crazy large field?
Well, the good news is we've been at this for a number of months. We've been reaching out to delegates and would-be delegates. We've been building volunteers all around the valley who are talking to their neighbors and advocating for my candidacy. And so we'll continue that. And I think those who jumped in the race this week are playing a little bit of a catch-up game on that. And those of us who have been at it for a while maybe have a little advantage in organization.
What's your fundraising going to be like for this race? How much do you have to raise to be able to win a countywide seat, the largest county in the state, about a million people?
You know, Peter Kroon used $600,000 4 years ago in his race. And this year, with all the competition, it could be a $1 million race. Mm-hmm. But we've had some great success. I've had some successful mayor's galas in years past where I've been able to prove that I've been able to fundraise. We've been going back to a lot of those and raising money already this year. We had a great fundraiser last week that former Governor Norm Bangeter, former Senator Jake Garn, and former Congressman Jim Hansen threw for me. So we're getting some great support with volunteers, getting some great support with elected official endorsements from all around the valley, local and state. We're getting some great fundraising coming in, and we're feeling the momentum. Salt Lake County needs a change. They want limited government. They want someone who favors local control, economic growth, and someone who is authentic and genuine. And I feel that's who I am.
And finally, what about the general election? Do you think you can convince Republicans you'd be able to win it with Ben McAdams and Ross Romero from the state Senate on the other side? You know, Salt Lake County, it tends to flip back and forth, as we've seen in recent years. So how would you be victorious there?
You know, they do. Ben and Ross are good men and friends of mine. And I look forward to a vigorous general election if that's how it shapes up with one of them. And I think it's going to be a good Republican year in Utah. And I think a good, common-sense, pragmatic Republican like myself could do well countywide. I also think when I look at the West Valley, Taylorsville, Kearns, Magna area, where I've spent a lot of my time, that area sometimes votes Republican, sometimes votes Democrat. And I think if I'm the county mayor nominee, hopefully a lot of my friends and neighbors in that area come out to support me as well, which would help.
Do you define yourself strictly as a conservative? You know, you've supported the non-discrimination ordinance there in West Valley, and that's primarily an issue that's been, you know, largely Democratic here in the state of Utah. How do you appeal to the GOP base while at the same time make it clear that you will support things that Democrats support in principle sometimes?
Well, I am right of center. I am a conservative, and there are going to be times where I look at an issue and say, you know what, left, right, aside, this is the right thing to do. And that's how I felt on that specific case. And I'm going to be very upfront with what I stand for. I am in my literature. I am on my website, mikewinder.com. I'm not going to talk out of both sides of my mouth. There's going to be people who will disagree with me, whether it's on the anti-discrimination ordinance or whether it's on should we go to a wall-to-wall city scenario. That's okay. I'm going to put my record out there and put what I stand for out there and let the voters decide.
We've been speaking with Mike Winder, mayor of West Valley City, since being elected in 2009, now a candidate for Salt Lake County mayor in a field of six GOP candidates. Mayor Winder, thank you for joining us on Politics Up Close. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff Robinson. We'll be right back.